Hall.com.
The world is spiraling out of control. Financial markets are extremely volatile. Global conflicts are escalating and inflation is everywhere. How do you protect yourself when everything's uncertain? The answer is gold. Specifically, the 2025 1-ounce Gold Eagle in flawless NGC MS70 condition from Global Coin. It's a lifeline in these chaotic times. A rock-solid asset that has outperformed for millennia. Call 888-800-1045 right now to lock in this stunning coin for dealer cost. Just $3,199. Free shipping. No sales tax. Secure this tangible asset you can hold today. The first 100 callers get a free MS70 2025 Silver Eagle. Two U.S. minted legal tender coins to shield you from the storm. Global Coin stands by you with a 30-day return policy because your security matters. Go to globalcoindeal.com or call 888-800-1045 today. They're knowledgeable, professional, and trustworthy. No gimmicks, just incredible coins at incredible prices. 888-800-1045. Call before it's too late.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Police say two teenagers are facing charges after they crashed a stolen car while fleeing from a traffic stop. Officers spotted a person driving recklessly near East North Avenue and Bel Air Road at around 7 Wednesday night and learned that the car was stolen. When officers tried to make a traffic stop, the driver took off and crashed into another vehicle at Bel Air Road and Sinclair Lane. The 15-year-old who was behind the wheel of the stolen car was injured and taken to a hospital. The 16-year-old passenger tried to run away but was arrested. The driver of the car that was hit was injured and she was taken to a hospital. City police are investigating a shooting in Northeast Baltimore. Officers were called to a hospital just before 7:30 Thursday evening for a report of a shooting victim seeking treatment. When police arrived, they found a 17-year-old who had been shot in the 1300 block of 36th Street. Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
The Wizards suffered their fourth straight loss after falling to the Philadelphia 76ers 122-103 in their final home game of the season. Washington remains last in the East and will visit the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. At 9:05, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
We're in and out of the clouds, the rain the rest of this week. Showers scattered this afternoon, 56. Widespread rain tomorrow, 54. Only a few showers Saturday, 52 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 43 degrees in Westminster, 47 in Easton, and 45 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday to all of you. Man, oh, man. You know what? I'm not even going to comment on the weather because, you know what? I won't comment until I'm happy again. All right. That's when I'll comment on it. This is literally the coldest April I think I've ever felt in the state of Maryland. And I'm just... I'm just not happy. So I'll let it go. I'll let it go. We have lots to talk about today. Baltimore City Public Schools CEO, she did speak yesterday in regards to why they eliminated money and funding towards tutoring because the federal level pulled the COVID funds that did exist within the school system. And she was asked some questions about that. We touched on it just a bit yesterday because I was very perplexed onto why they removed money from tutoring, yet they did not remove money from the administrative building or, you know, even when it came to salaries for some of these administrators that are clearly overpaid. So we're going to talk about that because she did speak to Channel 11. Also, we're going to talk about the updates. Today is day 7 in the Rachel Moran murder trial. There were a couple people that did text in and said that, you know, Kim, you said that you believe that justice would be just putting Victor Martinez to death. But you never know, the family of Rachel's, you know, justice for them might mean that they want to face this monster. And I understand. I just want to say, I understand what you're saying. I guess I look at it from the perspective of, yes, I'm sure they want their voices to be heard. I'm sure they want to express this to the alleged murderer. But at the same time, when it comes to rights in this country, I just don't feel, I'm not backing down on this, basically. I don't feel as though someone here illegally that murders someone, I don't feel that they should have any rights. I really don't. I don't believe they should have a right to a fair trial. I just don't. And that's my personal feeling. Of course, the Constitution says otherwise. But that's my personal feeling on it. But we will talk about the juror that was dismissed, and we'll talk about Victor Martinez in general and how many times that he was deported, and even some of the allegations he has in El Salvador. And as I mentioned on the morning drive, I believe there are many more Victor Martinez's out there, and I don't understand again why anybody would want to shield those individuals that are here illegally from ICE or from authorities in general. So we will talk about that. Also, President Trump shocked the world and the market yesterday. You know what? I would have loved to have Tim Herb on today. Maybe I can see if I could text him to see if he can just hop on and just give us some insight here. Because, of course, there was a lot that went on. And President Trump, he made this comment. He said, look, I know what the hell I'm doing, right? That's what he said. That's what he said. And that's actually, you know what? I'll go ahead and give it to you. That's the question of the day today. Do you think Trump knows what the hell he's doing in regards to these tariffs? Because, of course, there are people that said, of course, I think he does. This is his wheelhouse. But then there are some people that believe that he's just, you know, pulling strings day by day to just see what happens next. And that, you know, he's unpredictable in this moment because he doesn't even know what he wants to do. So, again, that's the question of the day. If you want to go ahead to WCBM.com, it's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you believe Trump knows what he is doing in regards to the tariffs? And it's easy, yes or no. And we will get to that in the next hour. Also, around 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Michael Allers Jr. He was with Winsome Sears and helped Winsome Sears and Glenn Youngkin, the governor of Virginia, get over the finish line. And he also was just recently with One America News. So he's like a D.C. insider that has been watching some of the up-and-coming stars in both parties. And what I mean by that is, of course, we hear about Governor Wes Moore, even on the national level. There are people in the Democrat Party that believe he's the next Obama and that he could run in 2028. Now, he has said that he's not thinking about it. But look, he has to say that. OK, he has to say that. And that's what all the politicians do. It's not, you know, that Governor Wes Moore is this big liar in that sense that, you know, he's not talking about what he's going to do in his future plans. That's usually what happens. Right. So we'll talk about that with Mike Allers Jr., because he has been making notes of some other rising stars that you might not have heard about as of yet. As I mentioned during the morning drive, apparently there is a member of Congress in the state of Maine. And I don't even pay attention to Maine. I don't pay attention to Maine. I don't pay attention to New Hampshire. There's many states I don't pay attention to. But he is saying, Mike Allers Jr. is saying that he believes some of these stars just aren't known as of yet. And they're trying to hold and shield their hand, the DNC, as they navigate the first few months of the Trump administration. So we'll talk to him about around 11 o'clock, and then we could check out some of those individuals for ourselves. I wanted to start the show here talking about the Maryland Tough, Baltimore Strong fundraiser. Now, I want to discuss this because now, this morning, I'm down this rabbit hole on this thing. The Baltimore Banner did report yesterday that the funds that were raised through this Maryland Tough Baltimore Strong fundraiser, we're now being told that those funds, even though it did say that it was going to go towards the families, the victims, helping those victims, the Baltimore Community Foundation, which collected those funds, and it was $16 million, by the way, they are now confirming that none of those funds went to help the victims' families, despite what they said initially. Now, this is significant. This is significant because the Ravens, believe it or not, they donated $10 million to this fund. Now, $16 million total raised. But the Ravens donated $10 million. Apparently, one of the reporters from the Baltimore Banner did reach out to the Ravens. They had no comment on what they found out in regards to this fund. But there was another woman that actually donated $10,000 to this fund with the Baltimore Community Foundation. And that woman spoke to the reporter at the Baltimore Banner, and she said she had no idea that money was going to other efforts or initiatives. The website at one point in time did say that it was going to focus on addressing the victims, their needs in the immediate, and then also those victims' families, as far as whether it's the funeral expenses, whether it's taking care of some of their children. You know, there's all kinds of things that, you know, would have to be taken care of. But now, since then, you know, since the initial, you know, beginning of the fund, since then, the website has changed. And now the Baltimore Community Foundation's website says now that it is being, the money is going to be spent on other initiatives that many of the donors never heard about until people started looking into this after Baltimore Banner did the report. And so now there's a little bit of confusion on who said what in this regard, because the Baltimore Community Foundation said that the mayor's office was also raising money for the families. And so the spokesperson for Baltimore Community Foundation, she said, her name is Becky Eisen, by the way, she said that because of the funds being raised through the mayor's office and out of respect to the mayor's office, they decided that they would pivot those funds to $16 million elsewhere. Now, the Baltimore Banner also talked to Councilwoman Odette Ramos, and she, too, did not know about this. Now, they spoke to her, in case you don't know, by the last name Ramos. She is a Latina, and apparently she was there trying to support the families during those horrible months after the bridge collapsed and after those victims had passed. And she was asked by the Baltimore Banner about the funds no longer going to the victims' families. And this is what she quoted here in the Banner. She said, "Whoever made this decision to not assist the families, especially after fundraising with that purpose, should be ashamed of themselves." Again, this is Councilwoman Odette Ramos. She said she demanded that the Community Foundation allocate significant dollars to the families over the next years or next 2 years. It's very, very interesting because then after this report came out, right, just yesterday, Mayor Brandon Scott did an interview this morning, which I was able to listen to. And he was asked specifically about the funds with the Baltimore Community Foundation. He was asked, "Did your office tell the Baltimore Community Foundation that you were raising money and that you would specifically help the families and to not worry about diverting those funds from the foundation to the families?" He said this morning in that interview, absolutely not. He even went further, ladies and gentlemen, and said that it was a bold-faced lie, that he had nothing to do with the $16 million being diverted elsewhere. Now, you probably are wondering where this money is now going, right? The $16 million. Well, according to the Baltimore Community Foundation, they said that they've already committed all $16 million elsewhere. So far, $8 million has gone out the door. You have right now it's the foundation awarded $4.4 million in cash assistance to port workers. That's interesting. I wonder if there's a port worker listening to the show that received any of this money. And if you did, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. $4.4 million in cash assistance to the port workers. And then you had $1 million going to Associated Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities, we talk about Catholic Charities a lot. Catholic Charities, they get a lot of money. Whether it's from the city, the state, whether it's from the federal level, whether it's from just donors, you know, that donate to the organization itself. They received $1 million out of this grant for the Baltimore Community Foundation. Again, money that was initially supposed to go straight to the families. And so somehow Catholic Charities is in the middle of this. And we also talked about Catholic Charities, if you recall, because we were looking at some of the salaries of those that were, you know, at the top tier level there at Catholic Charities. And we saw that many, many individuals, even the president, was making, in some cases, high six figures, or even, I think, was it the president making over $1 million a year? I got to go back and check it out. But I remember they were making a ton of money, you know, at the top of that food chain over there. And so that, you know, $1 million there. But then also you had $570,000 going to the Baltimore Museum of Industry for an exhibit memorializing the bridge collapse. So over $500,000 is going towards or going to this museum for the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It is very confusing. Very confusing, to say the least. And I also bring this up because, and I know many of you, you pointed this out when, you know, you had Governor Westmore. Remember he had the T-shirts on, Maryland Tough, Baltimore Strong, and they were all wearing these T-shirts. And if you donated, if you bought a T-shirt, that money was also donated to this fund that raised the $16 million. Well, you know, even at that time, if you go back to some of the posts from Governor Westmore, if you go back to some of the things that were said in some of these interviews, they were also under the impression that that money was going to go to the families. But many of you pointed out on the show, because you called in, and I appreciate you as always, you pointed out that the money was being collected in some cases by Act Blue. Do you remember that? So when people went to go buy a Maryland Tough, Baltimore Strong T-shirt, the donation went to Act Blue. And if you're not familiar, Act Blue is like Win Red for Republicans. But this money, you know, that is something that the DNC uses for fundraisers. So there were many people wondering, you know, whether or not that money was truly going to the families at that time. So this is all very confusing. And now that you have Mayor Brandon Scott saying that he never once said to anyone that the funding should be pivoted because his office was also raising money. And in case I missed it, his office raised $1.1 million. And apparently, according to Mayor Scott in the interview he did this morning, he said that money, in fact, did go to the victims' families and to the children of the victims. And what I will say about this, I know I give Mayor Scott a hard time a lot. And, you know, rightfully so, in many cases, you got to admit that. But what I will say about Mayor Scott is that when it comes to the kids, you know, even though I don't agree on his policies, I don't agree on how he handles things, I don't agree on how he handled the squeegee workers, any of those things. But one thing about Mayor Scott that I will say in a positive light is he does care about children. He does. He cares about kids. He does care about, you know, victims. You know, sometimes his policy says otherwise, but he does care. And I think I mentioned before, the first time that I had an interaction with Mayor Scott is when I was running my nonprofit in Baltimore City, and we were doing workforce development, obviously helping women get back to work, whether it was out of rehabilitation, incarceration, or even straight out of high school. And we were assisting those women. And so during that time, there were a lot of moms that we were helping telling me that they didn't have the money to buy their children school uniforms. So I reached out to, at that time, because I was in the Western District, at that time I reached out to the councilman, and I think it might have been Leon Pinkett at that time, that had that district. And I wanted to see if there was a fund or something already that the city was running to help parents in this moment with school uniforms. Leon Pinkett did not respond to my phone calls. He never answered. But I also sent that email out to others on city council. And Mayor Brandon Scott, at that point, obviously just Councilman Scott, he responded and said, "Hey, Kim, whatever you need, let's get it done." And so he actually went and he got the uniforms for those families personally, and made sure those kids had the uniforms right before school started. And this is at a time, again, where nobody else would even respond. And so I know Mayor Scott, I know where his heart is, right? And I do believe that he is telling the truth in saying that he never once said that this money should not go to the families. I believe he is being very honest about that. When we get back, we'll continue talking about this just a bit more. I also want to talk about the Baltimore City Public Schools. Again, the CEO did speak out to Channel 11 in regards to the funding that was pulled from the federal level that was for COVID relief funds. They decided to no longer fund tutoring in Baltimore City. And I just think that is incredible, considering the test scores that we've seen over time. So we'll discuss that more coming up next.
Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, RELIEF. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
This is Pastor David Lewis at a Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's Moment of Truth. It's time for me to call out my Christian friends again. If you're following Jesus, please act like it. Nothing gives any group of people a bad name quicker than a bad testimony. As Christians, we're quick to remind people that the Holy Spirit produces certain character traits within us, which are found in the nature of Christ. Things like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Again, I must remind my brothers and sisters to walk the walk. Anyone can run their mouth, but nobody wants lip service without action. I only say this because we can be such a force for good in our country today if we could only consistently do as we say. America needs a strong dose of moral guidance. If we still want to be the nation that says in God we trust, then we as Christians need to let our fellow Americans know why. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, we're talking about the Baltimore Community Foundation and the Maryland Tough Baltimore Strong Fund that raised $16 million, and the Baltimore Banner has a story. $16 million did not go to the victims' families, as it was first reported. And then even on top of this, just so you guys know, there was an email that went out initially, right, when they began collecting this money, and they have the email embedded here in the Baltimore Banner story. It says, Dear BCF family, which is the Baltimore Community Foundation, under the leadership of Governor Wes Moore and Baltimore County Executive Olszewski, now obviously Congressman, but this is, you know, before that, they said, in partnership with the Maryland Philanthropy Network, many of you joined us last Friday to hear our response to the outpouring of queries about ways to support those impacted by the Key Bridge tragedy. Now, if you go down to the bottom of this email, it says, since opening the fund on March 28th, BCF has raised over $30,000 and at least another $50,000 has been committed. 100% of all the donated funds will go towards the following immediate and ongoing needs, including, it says, the families. It says our focus on trauma, mental health needs, support for the children of the deceased and survivors. It also says we will work with the Baltimore Civic Fund, incredible efforts to strengthen the immediate relief efforts they are also providing to the families. Now, that was also the wording that was on the Baltimore Community Foundation website, according to the Baltimore Banner. And that wording now has been removed completely now that the funds have pivoted. And again, the spokesperson, Becky Eisen with the Baltimore Community Foundation, she claimed to the Baltimore Banner that they pivoted completely out of respect for the mayor's office because they spoke to the mayor's office and they said that they were already raising money. And so the mayor was asked, is that what you told them to do, to pivot those funds? He's saying no, not at all. He said nobody even called or asked anyone in his office. So I guess he got wind of this report as well and said, wait a minute, don't put this on me. As Sean Casey mentioned during the morning drive tease there, this does call for an investigation. But you know what it also reminds me of? And I talked about this time and time again, the Baltimore Youth Fund. Do you remember the Baltimore Youth Fund? Well, here we are coming up on the anniversary of the death of Freddie Gray. But the Baltimore Youth Fund at that time, it was initiated and you had many, whether it was city council members, I think at that time you had Stephanie Rawlings Blake, she was the mayor, right? You had Jack Young as the city council president and so forth. And so there was this Baltimore Youth Fund, and we were told that the money from that fund, which was millions of dollars, was going to go towards those affected by the riots in the Penn North community. That never happened. That never happened. We later found out that ABC Charities, which was overseeing that fund, they received $2 million out of that fund. And they said, oh, well, because we had to hold the money for them. That's what they said. They received $2 million of it because they were holding the money. That's the charge for holding the money. That was ridiculous. But, you know, on top of that, we were hearing from community members that that money did not hit the streets at all. And then later we found out that that money was really being used as a slush fund. And those families that were affected by the COVID pandemic, if you recall, they were receiving like debit cards, like gift cards out of that Baltimore Youth Fund. And so then they said, oh, well, there's no way for us to truly track who received that money. And this is the thing with Baltimore City. There's always something going on with the money. All right. So I hope an investigation does happen. I'll keep my eye on this story. Coming up next, Baltimore City Public Schools and also the Rachel Moran case. This is day 7 of this tragic case. We'll talk about that trial as well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street's opening lower this morning after yesterday's big rally. The comeback, fueled by President Trump's decision to pause steep tariffs on America's trading partners, with the exception of China. The levy on Chinese imports is being hiked to 125%. The Senate's confirmed former Arkansas governor, Baptist minister, and political commentator Mike Huckabee as America's new ambassador to Israel. President Trump predicts Huckabee will be fantastic in his new job. The House could take a vote today on a budget blueprint that would advance President Trump's agenda. Yesterday's planned vote was postponed amid skepticism on the part of some Republican deficit hawks. The death toll in the Dominican Republic nightclub roof collapse has risen to 218. Inflation rose 2.4% last month, according to the latest Consumer Price Index. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top-quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Mother Nature putting spring on pause with this cold front that's moving through. Not only clouds and rain, but also some cooler temperatures with it. Showers this morning ease up some by the afternoon. Still a few showers later today. 56 the high. Widespread rain tomorrow. Heavy rains possible. 54 tomorrow. And a few showers Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Well, we're just going over a couple interesting things in regards to the Baltimore Community Foundation. Like I said, we'll keep our eye on this fund that raised $16 million, which was supposed to be for the families of the victims that were killed in the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. And somehow, some way, someone made the call to divert that money to other projects. After the Ravens donated $10 million. And after you had so many people donate to this fund, including a woman that donated $10,000, who, again, asked by the Baltimore Banner, she told the Banner, "I thought this was going directly to the kids and to the families." And so here she is donating $10,000, thinking she's helping these widows. I mean, this is something, you know, you don't play games like this, okay? This is like this, you don't do stuff like this. And then to hear that over $500,000 is going to some museum to memorialize the Francis Scott Key Bridge, why do we need a museum for this? That I don't understand either. You get the new bridge up, you know what you do? You get the new bridge up, and then you put a plaque on the new bridge and say, here, this is in loving memory of, and then you list those that are deceased. Isn't that usually what we do? Is this America? Like, you know what I mean? Why do we have to have a museum? What would be in this museum? Now that I'm thinking about it, Brian, the producer, what would you put in this museum for the Francis Scott Key Bridge? A piece of the bridge? And then what? Yeah, like a piece of the steel? I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand what you would do with this museum. But over $500,000, which I'm sure the families could use about now. But again, we'll keep our eyes on that. Also, keep my eyes on what's going on with the Baltimore City Public School System. You know, we see many of those kids unable to read, write, or do basic math thanks to the test scores and things that we receive in regards. And when President Trump called it out just a few weeks ago, of course, everybody was like, you know, a hit dog would holler. And you had Mayor Brandon Scott, you had Governor Wes Moore, you had all these people come forward. How dare he talk about Baltimore City schools? Meanwhile, it was true. What he said was true, right? It's like they didn't like that President Trump said it, but they didn't call him a liar now, did they? Because he wasn't lying. He wasn't lying at all. So now that the Baltimore City Public Schools is losing a bit of funding because the COVID relief money is drying up, now they're going to cut funding to tutoring the kids that can't read, write, or do basic math. That's what they decided to cut. Take a listen.
Tonight's meeting, they discuss next year's budget, but all of this comes as the school system loses tens of millions of dollars in pandemic relief funding this year.
Prior to this occurring, we were not anticipating having major cuts that we hadn't planned for. So it's really the unexpected nature of this.
Tuesday night, Baltimore City Schools CEO Sonia Santelisa speaks with 11 News about a $48 million budget hole. The federal government recently announced that it will not reimburse the school system $48 million in COVID relief funds. Because of that, the school system announced that it's ending tutoring programs at 25 schools and after-school programs at 44 sites will end later this week.
Will this significantly affect next year's budget?
Well, the good news is this, that this really impacts fiscal year 25, which is the current budget year. Will we delay some expenses to put on fiscal year 26? Yes. We will do some of that, but the majority of the funds that we're looking at are FY25 funds.
On top of cuts to certain tutoring and after-school programs, city schools will pause upgrading the door locking systems at secondary schools, and they're looking at other areas that could be impacted.
Well, I think what we've been doing has been in very close contact with the mayor and with City Hall, so they know what some of the challenges are. They know some of the impacted schools, and you know, they're keeping a close watch.
All right. So you've got Channel 11's Kyrie Stewart speaking to Baltimore City Public Schools CEO Sonia Santelisa, who, again, she makes over $400,000 a year. Now, she continues to get a raise almost every year. Look, it's a great job if you can get it, right? She gets raises on top of raises, and she has literally zero results that anybody would be proud of, yet they continue to pay her more. We were also told that they were just, you know, keeping her on as they find somebody else. Does it look like they're looking for anyone else to you? I don't know. How's the search going? You know what? If some of these people were brave enough to come on my show for an interview, like Mayor Brandon Scott and others, I would ask them these questions. How is the search going? Because why on earth is she still there? And why on earth was she given a raise? Well, anyways, poor decisions are being made. All right. They're taking this $48 million apparently out of this pot. And I say they, that's, you know, the federal level, because the COVID relief funds were sitting there. Again, COVID happened in 2020. It's 2025. And Baltimore City Public Schools, they say to brace for this $48 million that's going to be going missing in this little pot, they're deciding to cut tutoring and after school programs. Now, to all of my great friends in the Democrat Party that is always championing the rec centers and after-school programs, why aren't you up in arms about this? Why aren't you sounding off about this? Congressman Quayesian Fume, we talked about this. He was at these protests and rallies saying, oh no, we got to oppose Trump. We got to oppose Elon Musk. Why isn't he speaking out about this? To Governor Wes Moore and all those people that were very upset with Trump for mentioning the test scores in Baltimore City, they're not saying anything. That, you know, mum's the word out of the governor's office. So does no one care that Baltimore City Public Schools decided to take that money, and so $48 million is missing, excuse me. They take the money out of the pot. And so Baltimore City Public Schools decided, okay, we're going to cut tutoring and after-school programs. We're not going to cut salaries. We're not going to cut administrators. We're not going to cut any of those things or some of the vendors. We're not cutting any of those things. We're going to cut tutoring and after-school programs. No one seems to care about this that always tells us how much they care about the kids and, you know, in elected positions? Like, where are all of those that speak out about stuff like this? Where are you? Where are those people that were upset with President Trump talking about the kids? Do you not care that Sonia Santelises is cutting tutoring? So the kids will continue to suffer in Baltimore City. And as I've said many times before, I think it's all intentional. I think it's all intentional. If you have, a city full of individuals that really depend on the government, they depend on, Mayor Scott and others to tell them the truth, and they're somewhat uneducated, they're easy to control, right? I mean, think about how many people in Baltimore City, and I've talked about this previously, think about how many people in Baltimore City that believe that the problems they have in their lives is because of President Trump, or because of the Republican Party, or because somebody that is white, right? I mean, we hear about this all the time. I mean, with the Freddie Gray riots, I was appalled at the fact that at that time, they were still blaming white supremacy. Remember that? They were talking about redlining. I'm like, dude, it's 2015. The vacant houses, you want to know why you have vacant houses? Nobody wants to move into Baltimore City. The crime, the violence, the poor schools, the trash that is everywhere, and just the way that it's run in general. And then imagine paying all the taxes and fees to get absolutely nothing. That's what people in Baltimore City, that's why so many people are moving out time and time again. And so this is what we see, right? This is what we see. And it's very unfortunate because the kids will continue to suffer. And like I said, I believe it's all intentional. It really is. And I guess, when you're thinking about COVID relief funds, and I don't know if you guys felt the same way, but when I thought about the fact that you did have Joe Biden and friends that decided to do, right, the COVID relief money, you did have the ARPA funds, right, the American Rescue Plan money, that was decided on a Biden's administration. You had Mayor Brayden Scott here in Baltimore City receive $641 million in ARPA funds. He squandered that away, if you recall. He gave it to nonprofits. He basically bought votes with that money. Safe streets, you name it. And so now they're saying because of this funding that's being cut, the $48 million, it's not like they can go pull that from the ARPA funds, which I don't understand why we don't do that, unless you squandered the entire thing, which could be the case. And so now you've got kids that are going to suffer because of it. This is what the Democrat Party brings you. And if you continue to vote Democrat, and you are a Baltimore City resident or even a Maryland resident, I've got to ask you, why? What are you receiving out of this? What are the kids getting, right? I mean, when we talk about the future in regards to talking about science or climate change and all these other things, the emissions in the air and all stuff, and they're like, oh, we got to make sure it's clean and da, da, da. Well, you can have clean air, but if you have uneducated people, I mean, really, would they even know that the air is clean? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. What are the priorities? And again, why is Sonia Santelises still in this position making those decisions? And as I listened to the interview this morning with Mayor Brandon Scott, maybe they ran out of time, so he didn't talk about this, being the cut to tutoring. But I would have hoped that he's going to put out some kind of, whether it's an email or just something on his social media, just acknowledging the fact that he's seen the $48 million being cut from the federal level, and that he's seen that they decided to cut it from tutoring and after-school programs. Because, again, this is another guy that champions rec centers all the time. He's saying rec centers basically saved his life. Remember, he's talked about this because he had to stay at rec centers, and, that was the way that he stayed out of trouble. And I understand that. There are some people that will say the same thing. And if that's the case, why aren't you upset about this? Again, if you want to take a look at that, that was at Channel 11. The Baltimore Banner also has that story as well. They actually put that story out last week, which is why we touched on it a little bit just yesterday. I also want to make a note here. We had an update. The Towson High School student that has been interviewing with Chris Papps at Project Baltimore. Well, believe it or not, as he was asking where the American flags were at Towson High and then getting suspended for asking that question, believe it or not, the latest update, because I said we'll stay on top of that story, the latest update is he is suing the Baltimore County Public Schools. He's suing them. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to predict that he's going to win this lawsuit. You know what? I'll say this. I believe they're going to settle out of court. And I believe they are going to give him some money because they don't want to have to deal with the litigation piece of this. Because they're really, if you continue to look at this story, there was really zero reasons for him to be suspended. And then you put on top of it, we can't even get those that are violent in the classroom. They don't even get suspended. They're not disciplined at all. But this young man at Towson High School asking where the American flags were in the high school, in the classrooms, just asking that question, he was suspended. They called the cops on him. Three cop cars showed up, and they said that they were going to arrest him for, what was the arrest for? Was it disorderly conduct? I have to go back and look at the exact charges. But they were arrested. They arrested him, and then he was suspended. I'm not going to say it's because he was white. I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to leave that unsaid. I'm going to leave that unsaid. You know what? Because I keep thinking about this. And I know it's like you don't want to think about race in these situations. But it's hard not to sometimes. This is a white kid that wanted to know where the American flag was. All of a sudden, they call the cops. He's got charges pressed. He's suspended. And they think that that's okay. Now, if this was a black student that wanted to know where the American flags were, do you think they would have called the cops on him? Do you think he would have been suspended? No, I don't think at all that that would have happened. I really don't. But that's just the way I see it. So like I said, we'll keep an update on that. Also, real quick, you know we were talking about Match.com and how somebody signed me up? Okay, this is really starting to get to me. Right? It is. I get strange emails and stuff all the time, and usually I just hit delete and it's whatever. But this whole thing with Match.com is killing me. And I told you, I've been dealing with this now for years. Okay? They continue every time I unsubscribe, every time, because I got to go through my email, because the person signing me up, they're somehow doing this through my email, right? And the names are different every time. Right now, I told you, apparently my name is Dorothy. Before that, it was Marie. Well, anyways, the individual that's doing this, I think I'm getting closer to finding out who's doing this. They listen to the show. They listen to the show. So remember, I was like, look, I don't know why this person signed me up, but they are pretending as if I lived in Oregon, right? Because it was like all these guys were popping up over in Oregon. Well, guess what? As of yesterday, just yesterday, Brian, the producer, listen to this. Just yesterday, now I'm getting recommendations based on my current zip code, which is now apparently in Virginia. So I updated my zip code, apparently, allegedly, from Oregon, from a place in Oregon to now, it looks like Norfolk. Look, I'm going to find you, whoever's doing this. I'm going to find you, and I'm going to call you out. Anyways, of course, I got the emails here. And again, to the guys on Match.com, I'm telling you right now, a good picture will save you. A good picture will save you. This guy here, John, Will, you're too far back in the picture. I don't know how you expect any woman to see you that far back. There's this guy named Jeremy. He's got a baseball hat on. It's very low. A woman can't see your face, Jeremy. She's not going to, what is it, swipe right or swipe whatever? She's not going to swipe. Well, anyways, I'm getting closer. The person listens to the show, and they know that I complained about it. And so they changed the zip code, and now there are guys not too far away. They're now in my email and recommendations for Match.com. Yes, loves it. Absolutely love it. All right, when we get back, of course, we have so much more to talk about. At the top of the hour, we are going to get into President Trump and how he shocked the world and the market yesterday. And that is going to come to you again by the question of the day. And I'm going to ask you if you want to call in 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Do you think Trump knows, in his quote, what the hell he's doing when it comes to the tariffs? I want to get your thoughts on that. I really want to get your thoughts on that because, you know, there are a lot of people that believe, even Adam Schiff, he's now a senator, used to be a congressman there in California. He's now a senator. He's saying that he believes Trump did this to help some of his friends buy and purchase stocks low. And then when he pulled the plug on it, gave the 90-day suspension on the tariffs, he's saying he did that purposely so that his friends, his wealthy friends, would make money in the market. Now, there are some people saying, no, that's not true. President Trump literally just pivoted, you know, within an hour. It didn't look like he contacted anyone and nobody knew it was coming. But there are people that are saying that he might have done it on purpose. There's another thing here again. You know, is he just doing this willy-nilly? Do you believe that he has no idea what he's doing? And at this point in time, he's just doing whatever whatever someone tells him to do or what he decides to do that day. Again, question of the day at WCBM.com. Do you believe Trump knows what he's doing when it comes to the tariffs? Yes or no? You know what? There are a lot of you already weighing in. So we'll definitely get to that coming up soon here at the top of the hour. Also, I did want to talk about Rachel Moran and the fact that it's day seven. It's day seven now for her trial. And my heart breaks, by the way. I see the pictures and the videos of the families walking in and out of the courtroom. I can't imagine what they're going through. And, you know, they're now taking a look at the pictures, the photos from the crime scene and from Rachel laying there. My heart breaks. It really does. And talk about heartbreak. Another person in the Baltimore region that many of you know has passed away from ovarian cancer. And we'll send our condolences coming up next.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Every country knows that he's in a position of strength, and if they don't deal with him, it's going to happen again. And then because China doubled down on dumb, and stupid, because they need access to our markets, just like, and this is what the president was betting on. Every country, the EU, you know, all the European nations, Great Britain, and even China in the end, I predict, will come around. They need access to our markets and your money, or else they're screwed. Their manufacturing starts to tank. Their economy starts to tank. Their workers start rebelling. Their citizens start getting angry. And Trump bet on American strength to get this deal done, and now he's free to negotiate.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless. That comes with a lot of fine print, plus. Oh, in other words, you pay more. At the end of the day, you paid for that, quote, free phone three times over. There is a better way. Pure Talk, my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, my sponsor, my wireless company, has a much better offer. A free phone with a qualifying plan for just $35 a month, and you get a brand new Samsung Galaxy A26. Just make the switch to Pure Talk for $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot and roaming, all on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, #250, keyword save now. Get your free Samsung Galaxy with a qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday. Looks like I got some text messages that came through here. We were talking about the Towson high school student that was charged and then suspended After asking about American flags, Chris Papps with Project Baltimore, he's had the story and he's got the updates that students now suing the Baltimore County Public Schools. I got a text here from John, a firefighter. John, thank you again, always, John, for your service. He said the police were called on that student at Baltimore County Public Schools headquarters, and they were trying to claim that he was trespassing. That's what he was charged with, trespassing. Thank you, John, for that, because I could not remember what it was. But luckily, he had, you know what was crazy? He was sitting there with his cell phone, and he had the video going. And so he has all this on video where somebody actually, he was in like the front lobby area of the building. And somebody then, you know, over like there was, you know, the intercom service there. There was a woman who said, hey, how can I help you? And he said, oh, I'm here to talk to somebody. And he kind of explained a little bit what it was about. And then she told him to hold on as if, you know, somebody was coming to unlock the door and speak to him. Well, that's not what happened. He sat there and his camera was still rolling. And then all of a sudden, police cars showed up. So she tells him, hold on. And then calls the police. That's what she did. And then they charged him with trespassing. So, again, I don't understand. I just don't understand it. I don't get it. Of all the things that they could be focused on, this is what upset them. You know how many times a teacher probably wanted Baltimore County Public Schools to call the cops and some of those kids that were fighting at some of those schools or just being disruptive in their class? I mean, we've heard stories from teachers where kids will, you know, try to hit them, throw things at them, and usually nothing really happens. And teachers will say there's very little discipline for those kids that are out of control. But in this instance, asking about an American flag, and you will have the cops called on you. Interesting indeed. And thank you, John, for that update. Also, I wanted to just mention my heart and condolences and prayers go to the Brick family, Brick Bodies Fitness Center. I think everybody knows about Brick Bodies in the Baltimore region. Well, unfortunately, the CEO, Vicki Brick, only 43 years old, lost her battle to ovarian cancer, leaving behind a beautiful daughter and a husband. Very sad indeed. It's just one of those things where it's like, don't forget to get checked up. And, you know, what is that slogan, F cancer? You know, really, truly. I met Vicki once at an event. She's a sweetheart, the same age as me, a sweetheart. She will be missed. So again, condolences and prayers to the Brick family. So sorry that you're dealing with that. Coming up next, we will get into Trump and the tariffs and, of course, the stock market.
The recent changes in the law makes it more important than